Kelly Kay scammed.
Yeah, so just a little backstory. I mean, I do a lot of like buying and selling on Facebook Marketplace. Like years ago when we moved into our new house, we ended up like selling a bunch of our stuff before we moved on Marketplace. Right. Had great, you know, experience with that. I've fully furnished our spare bedroom in the new house. We've gotten like a ton of stuff. My daughter's bedroom fully furnished on our Marketplace. Like I've been wheeling and dealing on Marketplace for years, had great experiences, met a lot of nice people.
Okay.
So we thought this weekend that we were buying some patio furniture on Marketplace. I saw this great set. It was like a curved sectional couch and a little fire pit. We're like, okay, great. This will be better. You know, we had an older set. Mm-hmm. We sold that to a really nice gentleman. He works in the National Guard. It's from Shelbyville. Nice guy. Came and picked that up. And then I'm doing a lot of interaction with this person, and I'll go ahead and name who it is just in case you happen to come across a Patricia Hartley. I don't know if there is an actual Patricia Hartley.
Oh, dang.
Or not, check. But it's, right. There is a nice, looks like a nice profile picture. Now, I didn't do the research that I typically do, uh-huh. as in trolling on their profile to see if they've got a lot of, you know, friends, if they've sold a lot of things on Marketplace. After I started doing that digging was when it started to unfold. One picture, uh-huh. and that was about it. And so they were like, okay, send me money on Zelle. I'll consider it sold, and we'll bring it to your house, you know, in a little bit. I'm like, okay, great. I thought, okay, through using Chase Zelle, that's secure, right?
Right,
and then they're like,
sure.
Oh, she's like, I'll send it to my daughter, and she's going to handle that for me. Okay, great. So then I send the money. Okay, can you send me a screenshot, you know, showing that it went through? Okay. And, well, she can't get to it because she says the account is locked. Can you ask for a refund and send it to a different account? And I'm like, I'm not. It's so that I call my bank and I'm like, hey, don't, like, I need that money back from Zelle that I sent to Patricia.
Yeah.
And then they send me another name and email address to send it to. I said, that was not Patricia Hartley. Ends up being some dude that lives in Alabama. Okay. So I took a screenshot of that profile. I said, you want me to send money to this person? We're going to pass. Thanks so much.
Right.
But by this time in the interaction, I'd given my address because they were delivering it in a few hours.
Yeah.
And I put in, we gave them a little bit extra money to deliver it. So then the next day we get a visitor on our porch asking to see the patio furniture that they wanted to buy from us that we have listed on Marketplace. Same amount of money, same write-up, same profile, Patricia Hartley, but our address.
Oh, wow.
So now this, whoever this fake person is,
is passing around our address. As Patricia Hartley's.
Yes. And the same thing. They had sent this person money on Zelle. And so once we started, you know, connecting these dots, they sent a screenshot of their interaction. And I'm like, yep. They're doing the same exact thing. And then as soon as you call them out, they shut down the communication. Like, you're no longer able to reach them on Messenger.
Wow.
The profile's missing. The ad is down. So then we're like, okay, what's going on?
Yeah.
So we start, like, trolling.
Uh-huh.
And we find the same picture showing up in different cities, different people's profiles, all of them having just one picture if you click on their profile.
Uh-huh.
And it's the same kind of write-up. They're like, oh, it's brand new. Basically just had it for 6 months. Or 9 months. It's from a pet and bug-free home. And it's like this, they're just copy-pasting all of this stuff. So we're going through and
so you're like
reporting.
Buyer beware.
Yes, we're reporting all of these that we have found so far. But there is some sort of a scamming operation going on with patio furniture in town.
Weird.
So I'm hoping that nobody else shows up at my house wanting to buy furniture we don't have listed.
So are you out money? Were you able to get money back? Or
No, I've got the money, but I was on the phone with the bank, and the money is back.
I was doing a Facebook search of Patricia Hartley, and I couldn't find one that That it looks like you were talking about.
Yeah, but, no, it's I couldn't find one that had the profile picture.
Yeah,
that was in this fake profile. It looks like somebody just grabbed someone's picture.
Yeah,
and then slapped a name on it.
Right,
and has just been using this fake profile to try to just and you, it's $350, mm-hmm. and so that's an amount of money that most people will be like, okay.
Yeah.
Just send that over.
Well, and then if you lose it, you're like, all right, well, lesson learned. And,
yes.
And that person can just continue to do it.
But yeah, but the set looks nice that you're getting. So it looks like you're getting an incredible
deal.
Yeah. With the fire pit and the whole thing. And so now we don't have any furniture at all because we didn't sell the set that we had
you
to an actual person who was a really nice guy.
You have nothing.
We have nothing. So now we're back to the drawing board.
But, all right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, just buyer beware. There's a scam. There's a ring going on Facebook Marketplace right now. People trying to sell patio furniture. So do some investigating on the person that's selling it. Make sure it looks like they have friends. They have lots of other listings. They've done business before. Yeah.
I mean, the only thing I'm getting from this is if you happen to contact a Patricia Hartley, you could wind up at Kelly's house.
You could be. Yes. You might end up at my house. Yeah. I'm not selling furniture
no.
for $350.
All right.